This is Mario Jean Lombardo. I live on 1673 Phillips Lane, San Luis Obispo. My phone number is 544-5527. My experiences are working at KCPR production, sports, news writing and news reading team. Also, I've worked on KETY before doing statistics on with Pete Dinan covering the high school football games. The Lovin' Spoonful, Do You Believe in Magic? It's 9 o'clock at KMOP. I'm Mario, and I hope you enjoy my show with a little bit of James and Bobby Purify. I'm your puppet. I sure hope so. The two brothers there doing their thing. James and Bobby Purify, I'm your puppet. KMOP notes the Cal Poly Student Wives Club is having a meeting on Wednesday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. The meeting is to be held in room 226 of the Ag Building. There's going to be a guest speaker from the Cal Poly Ornamental Horticulture Department, and everybody is invited to attend. That's the Cal Poly Student Wives Club meeting Wednesday, November 7th. And I've had a hard morning this morning, and it's a beautiful day outside. All I can say is I hope I get some water to wake me up. I think the Standells will tell you a little bit about that with a little bit of dirty water.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you about my town. I'm going to tell you a big fat story with me.
Standells with Dirty Water. It's 9:10 at KMOP and time for headlines. Thousands of refugees waiting to flee Chile, Cambodian UN debate schedule, a hay farm at Lake Tahoe, and other headlines coming up in 5 minutes with Earth News. But right now, for all you listeners out there, we've got Gypsy with a little blind man, a rather new one, back in 1970. Lovely song. Little Gypsy with Blind Man. It's 9:15 at KMOP San Luis Obispo and time for Earth News. 13,000 Latin American political refugees in Chile are looking for countries willing to give them asylum. But so far, only a handful of the refugees have found a new home. In a statement to the World Council of Churches, foreign refugees in Chile have asked the council to encourage nations to take in refugees. The United Nations has already made a similar call. 15 nations, including Sweden, Canada, and the Netherlands, have already given asylum to refugees trapped in Chile by the military coup. But only 1,700 applications for asylum have been granted so far, leaving more than 11,000 refugees still looking for a new home. The debate on whether Prince Sihanouk's Cambodian government in exile should represent that nation in the United Nations is scheduled for early next week. A United Nations spokesperson had announced that the discussion on the issue will come up December 4th and 5th. The UN General Assembly will debate a resolution introduced by China and a number of non-allegiant nations calling for Prince Sihanouk's Royal Government of National Unity to replace Lone Nol's Khmer Republic in the Cambodian seat at the UN. The continuing war of the words between Swedish diplomats and Chilean authorities has escalated. Last week, Chilean security troops assaulted the Swedish ambassador, the French ambassador, and the United Nations representative. The diplomats have had accompanied an Uruguayan refugee to the hospital for a stomach cancer operation. The woman had been granted political asylum by the Swedes, and the diplomats went along to protect her from the Chilean authorities. But diplomatic immunity wasn't enough, and the Chilean troops arrested the woman after her operation, knocking the Swedish ambassador to the ground and knocking another diplomat unconscious. The French ambassador and the UN representative were also assaulted. The woman was arrested and taken away while the troops kept the diplomats covered with loaded guns. The Swedish government had protested the act, and Sweden's United Nations representative called the act a shocking and callous act. The conflict between the Swedes and the Chilean authorities began when Swedish ambassador single-handedly prevented Chilean troops from assaulting the Cuban embassy in Santiago during the recent coup. A rich South Dakota cattle rancher says if he can't build a gambling casino on his land at Lake Tahoe, Nevada, he'll settle for the next best thing, a giant hog farm. Ted Jennings, who owns 20 acres of valuable Lake Tahoe property, was turned down last month in his efforts to gain approval for building a $40 million hotel gambling casino on the land. The local planning agency denied the plan for environmental considerations. Now, Jennings says, he plans to start a pig farm on the land, which he estimates to be worth $300,000 an acre. He says they'll probably be the happiest swine in the world, leaving that expensive land and eating gourmet garbage from the nearby gambling resorts. Jennings says he may even turn the pig farm into a tourist attraction, complete with hog collars and cookouts. The first 150 pigs will arrive at their new luxury home in a few works, said Jennings. Few weeks, said Jennings, adding they might add a touch of class to the place. Jennings noted that the prevailing winds will be coming from the south, carrying the smell of the gamblers to all those pigs. This has been Earth News on a beautiful Wednesday, and I'm Mario, taking you up with some more beautiful music. Hold on, I'm coming, Sam and Dave.